You're listening to the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform, encourage, and entertain those who love kids and serving kids ministry. We hope you'll enjoy today's podcast and maybe even learn a thing or two. Now let's join our team for this episode of the KMC. Welcome to this New Year's edition of the KMC podcast. I'm Tom Bump, your host, and today it's just me. And I wanted to wish all of our KMC listeners a happy new year and to start some thoughts about it's a new year, now what? And so first off, let me thank you for being faithful listeners to the KMC podcast. I sure appreciate you, and I thank you for your participation on our Facebook group, as well as leaving us comments and reviews on iTunes and as well. So thank you for that. And as I look forward to this coming year, God sure has done some amazing things back in 2017. Now we can say back. But I'm so thankful for all that God has done in my life. And we've been through some journeys. If you've been following my journey, you know that I've been up through some valleys and some changes this last year, but I'm sure excited about next year. And so I wanted to just take a few moments to think about it is a new year. So what? Now what do I do? And I hope that as you look forward to 2018, you're as excited and ready for God to do amazing things in you and in your family and in your ministries as I am. But we all know that we don't plan for success. If we don't plan for it, we won't see it. You know, if you're believing God for great things, you must prepare for it to happen. Or why should God bless us? So I wanted to take a moment to look at some scripture. In Mark chapter 2, there's a story that God has just kept on my heart towards the end of 2017 and obviously going into 2018 now. And it's a story that I'm really focused on, and I wanted to share it with you this morning in this episode of the KMC podcast. Hopefully it'll challenge you like it challenged me. It's that story of the four friends who brought the paralyzed man to Jesus. Well, let me read it, and then I want to talk about it for just a second. So a few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many had gathered that there was no room left, not even on the outside of the door, and he preached the word to them. And some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat and the paralyzed man with it. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this is what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." And he got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." You see, gang, here's the thing. As we look forward to 2018, one of the things that I want us to think about is, what are we asking God for that is so big that everyone around us will say, "We've never seen anything like this before"? It starts with us as leaders. If we're going to see these things happen, we need to plan for it. Now, granted, God can do anything at any time, anywhere, without us planning at all. But as leaders, we know that God asks us to count our steps, count the cost, be ready. And these men were planning to see Jesus. So here's the thing. As we look at this story, I think these guys were planning for success. They believed with all their faith that their friend, if they could meet Jesus, their friend could experience something amazing in his life. And so they made a bed. They tied ropes to it, and they carried this man to Jesus. Here's what I want to do. I want to look at these four ropes. So give me some license and liberty here on the first of the year. I'm going to call for rope number one, their faith. You see, their faith was huge. Maybe they saw Jesus in action. Maybe they heard by word of mouth what he had done. But no matter what, we know that Jesus says in the scriptures, he saw their faith. Those four men had such big faith that they believed that Jesus could do anything, that they took their friend and battled through the crowds, carried him up those dirt roads, broke through that roof to get to Jesus. You see, in 2018, what will your faith accomplish? Will it be more leaders that are recruited and trained and discipled to make disciples? Will you see more children come to saving faith in the gospel? Will you help and equip and resource parents so that they can disciple their families in a greater way? So how big is your faith today? I know in the new year, it may seem large, but is it God-sized faith? The second rope, a plan. They had a plan. You see, they heard that Jesus had come to town. And so they got together. And yes, I'm assuming some things here. But they had to get together and say, hey, Jesus is here. How do we get our friend to him? And so they built a bed or a mat and took it together. They tied some ropes to it. They carried their friend to Jesus. They wanted to do whatever they could to get a face-to-face meeting with Jesus. So let me ask you, what's your plan for growth? Are you just winging it? Sometimes the reason why senior leaders don't take us kids ministry leaders seriously is because that's what they see us do. We're winging it. We don't have a serious plan. Or we're taking that plan and then we're adjusting it. You know, we just change and change and change and change. And we don't stick to anything. So what's your plan for growth? Do you have to do what everybody else is doing in kids ministry? Are you just following along with whatever's flashy and new? Are you jumping into conferences just because some kidmin celebrity says this is the newest, best upcoming thing? Let me challenge you to be consider and use discernment on everything that you do as you build this plan. Let me challenge you that you need to get God's plan for you, not God's plan for anybody else. You need to seek God's face and ask him for his plan for your local ministry and then write it down. You need that plan on paper. You need it so that you can build it with your senior leadership, with your key kidmin leaders, and then share it with the people. Keep it out in front of them. Keep it out in front of yourself and stick to it. Don't give in, give up, or give out. Now that third rope is opposition. And you say, hold it, that's not fun. But you know what? You're going to have opposition in 2018. You're going to have things that you're not going to feel like you got support on, or you're not going to be taken seriously, or people just don't believe you can accomplish all the things that you think you can. There's going to be opposition. You know, it said in Mark 2 that there were so many people outside this house that they couldn't even get in the doors. They were probably peeping in the windows. I mean, it was crazy how big the crowd was. But when those four men saw it, they didn't stop and let the opposition turn them back. They didn't give up and go home. They didn't go to Facebook and whine about how they didn't get their way and people weren't playing nice. They had such strong faith and a strong plan that they wouldn't let opposition keep them from getting their friend to Jesus. So they took that opposition and turned it into opportunity. They went up to the roof and started digging. You know, the smaller lesson inside that is that when opposition comes, you have to dig deep into that opposition and find the opportunity that God has for you. If you know that God is right and true and his word is right and true, then sometimes you're going to have to dig in deeper. You're going to have to get messy. You're going to have to let God stretch you and push you outside your comfort zone to things that you never thought you could do so that you can see a breakthrough in this opposition. You're going to have to push through. Let me tell you, sometimes our natures are to quit when opposition comes, or to get discouraged and say, oh, well, I guess God wasn't in this, so I should just turn it around. You know, I learned a lesson when I was out in Yosemite hiking, how often I would say, I need to give up. I'm facing opposition. It hurts. It's too hard. And I would push back and say, I can't do this anymore. You know, we have to get rid of that mentality, and we have to push through. Several times during those trips and those hikes in Yosemite, God would whisper into my heart, push through, push through. So maybe you need that word as you kick off 2018. You need to push through. Maybe you've got a team member that's causing opposition and causing division in your team. You know what? You're going to have to get messy with them. You're going to have to dig deeper into that and find out what's going on in their life. Why is that opposition happening? And then you need to meet with them and share your heart and your faith and your plan and ask them to join you wholeheartedly. But if they can't, then it's time for them to move on and find a different place to serve so that your team can move forward. You know, those guys, when they were digging through that roof, had to cast aside chunks of material to get through and to open that hole. Sometimes we have to cast aside some things, faulty ideas, strongholds in our life, bad habits. We need to clean those things out, cast them aside so that we can get to where Jesus is and where he wants us to be. The fourth rope, implementation of God's plan. You see, when you have God's plan, he's going to provide exactly what you need to get it accomplished. You need to think in proper steps and then implement those steps. And as you implement them, keep evaluating and reevaluating and considering better ways to do it. Don't just copy what everybody else is doing out there. God has all the creativity you need to do amazing things with very, very little. Remember that little boy's lunch? He doesn't need much to do amazing things. You don't have to have all the resources in the world, the biggest facility, the brightest lights, the flashiest, and all the glitter. You just need your Heavenly Father and to implement his plan. And when he does, you're going to stand back and say, wow, I've never seen anything like this before. And that's where I want to land. Verse 12 of Mark 2. That when everyone saw this, they praised God, saying, we've never seen anything like it. You see, when we do things the right way for the right reasons, you don't have to market it. You don't have to push it. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to plead. You don't have to bribe. You just pray. You have big faith. You make a plan. You implement that plan and watch what God does. You see, guys, when that happens, incredible things happen because God unleashes his power for all of us to see. You see, Jesus, it would have been easy for him just to say, I forgive your sins. But he wanted to do something even more amazing to prove to those that were scoffing, those that were in opposition, those that were having a hard time with their faith, to see just what he could do. Sometimes in the church, the rest of the world is looking for us to show God's power the way we believe we say God has his power. So what are you willing to push through? What are you willing to stand for and allow God to do in your life, in your ministry, in your family? What are you going to implement this year that's different than what you did last year? If you're continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again, or you're just taking other people's stuff and copying it, how is that going to show God's power? Shows you're great at copying things. And I'm not meaning to sound harsh. Listen, gang, I love you guys. But I fell into that habit. I fell into that habit of grabbing onto other things just because what we call kidmin celebrities endorses something or says this is the newest and greatest and brightest. Listen, you don't have to follow that. And you don't have to fall into the trap that I did. What you do need to do is say, God, show me your plan. Show me the steps to implement it. Give me the resources to get it done. And God, show me that you are God. He loves those challenges. He loves to do that. So as I wrap up this podcast, I just want to challenge each of you. What do you believe in God for this year? What is your faith challenging you to do? What is it in your spirit that you, it just scares you to even think about doing? Put it down on paper. Pray it through. Push it through. Don't let fear keep you from doing what God has, or you're going to miss out. What if those four guys, even though they knew the Savior, the healer, was in town, had decided they were too busy, they didn't have the resources, they weren't strong enough to carry their friend to Jesus? What if they didn't think their plan would even work? What if when they saw the crowd, they decided, oh, it's too late. We didn't get here early enough to get a seat. We're just going to have to go home. What if they let discouragement rule? Don't let that win. What if they had a plan, but they never implemented it? You see, the people in that house would have never gotten to say, praise God, we've never seen anything like this before. Why aren't people saying that more often? Well, honestly, in my opinion, I think it's because we're too busy doing what we think works, what we hope works, rather than what we know will work because it's God's plan. Or we give up because we face some opposition. We had somebody complain that they didn't like how we did it or why we did it. And we give up. Or we get so discouraged that we think we're never making a difference. We're all alone. I don't have this and I don't have that. If only I had more money in my budget. If only I had a bigger facility. If only I had more volunteers. No, guys. You've got all that you need in 2018. You've got all that you need to have people saying around you, praise God, we've never seen anything like this. So don't let 2018 pass you by where you see no growth in yourself, in your family, in your ministry. Take some time, schedule it to seek God, ask God, and to write down his plan for each of these areas in your life. What does God want to do that's amazing in you, in your family, and in your ministry? I hope that as you see these things happen, you will share them with us on the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group. Guys, I'm so thankful for all the KMC family, for those that have been on the podcast, for those that are coming on the podcast in 2018. We're looking forward to hitting some fantastic topics this year. We're going to be talking about worship and communication and budget and, of course, volunteer recruitment. We're going to talk about what do you do when you do feel burned out or discouraged? How do you get mentored? Creativity, managing your time, breaking down oppositions. What do you do when you've got an unhealthy leader? We'll be talking about all those kind of things on the 2018 series of KMC podcasts. I hope that you'll continue to listen. If you haven't yet left a review on iTunes, I want to ask a New Year's wish to say, would you please take a moment and go over to iTunes and just leave a review for me? That would be encouraging. I don't often ask you, I'm not going to beg and plead, but I guess I am going to beg and plead for a moment. It would really help us so that more people could hear about the KMC podcast, because it really does help Apple push it a little bit more. So that more people can see our podcast, and we would love to be able to help more people. We'd also love to have you interact with us on our Facebook group. So I hope that this year in our Facebook group, we'll see more interaction, more sharing of ideas, of problem solving together, of creativity. If you need help, if you need someone to walk with you, please let me know. I do offer some coaching, and you can message me at tombump.com. My website's right there. You can go on there and leave me a message, or through ptbump.com, my blog. You're welcome to do that. Message me on Twitter at ptbump. I would be happy to help you, or message me in the Facebook group, one or the other. But may God bless us all in 2018, and may we hear more and more stories of how we've never seen anything like it before.
You've been listening to the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. We'd love for you to connect with us on our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group or subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review so we can help others learn about this podcast. If you want, you can watch this episode on video on our Kids Ministry Collective YouTube page. Our goal of the KMC is from Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Join us again soon for another KMC podcast.